If you run an Airbnb unit, you need to watch this show because we're going to be revealing the number one thing that you can do to get, number one, good reviews, but number two, getting your guests coming back again and again and again. Hey, I'm Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
And welcome to the Property Investors Podcast. So I was reading a piece of research and it was primarily hotels, but also looking at holiday lets and things like that.
Yeah.
And they were trying to find what is the number one thing that a guest experiences during their stay that affects their enjoyment the most. So if you want to get great reviews, your best ROI would be to invest in this aspect of their stay. Now, Anna Leeds, someone that co-owns hotels, someone that runs service accommodation units, I thought you'd have a good idea. So yes, you can guess. What is the number one thing that you can do to influence whether your guest leaves you a good review or a bad review? Whether your guest stays again or never comes ever again.
So I'm taking a lot into consideration. I'm thinking about how hotels promote themselves. And
also think about what you enjoy and when you go to a hotel.
I would say, it could be number one, but it's got to be up there, a good mattress.
See, I would agree with you on that. It isn't the number one thing.
Because obviously some hotels actually promote mattresses, don't they? Like they say, come to us, we've got good mattresses.
Yeah, so you can buy the Premier Inn mattress.
Yeah.
It is important. It's actually an area where I messed up a little bit. The very first time I had a serviced accommodation property and I bought a cheap mattress.
Yeah.
And I had it for about a year. And every now and again, I'd get someone come in and go, it was a bit uncomfortable. Mattress was a bit uncomfortable. And I was like, but I just bought it. It was like new. And I was like,
it was a new cheap mattress.
And then I'm thinking like, every review that comes in that someone says that, there's probably 10 people thinking it that don't bother mentioning it.
Yeah.
And I thought, screw it. So about a year in, I was like, I'm just going to get a really expensive mattress. And it's a tricky one because you want to go like, do you want to go, because some people like it firm. Some people like it soft. One thing that I found really interesting is that 78% of viewers of this channel aren't actually subscribers. So if you want to make sure that you don't miss any new episodes or any new property news, please do like and subscribe. It also really helps our channel grow. Really appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Back to the show. And what do you like for your mattress?
Hard.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like a hard mattress.
Yeah.
I think the best thing to do is to kind of go for a mid.
And I would say, actually, I do probably prefer mid, but I like the feel of a soft mattress.
Gives you a bad back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get in and think, this is the best ever. And then the next day, I'm like, ouch, my back.
Yeah. You want to go for a mid. You want to go for a really good quality mattress. And that is a massive impact, though. If you do have a bad mattress, and our reviews, how much did they change once we just replaced the mattress? I think you can get a cheap bed. I think you can get cheap furniture, but don't get a cheap mattress. Go to town on the mattress.
Yeah, I think, if it does put you off, like there's been times, I've never actually complained, written a review about a mattress, but the worst thing is you go on holiday or you're away and then you get a really bad night's sleep because you flipping can't sleep on the mattress. That is a bit rubbish, isn't it? So I do think mattress is
really important. In our hotel, we spent £2,000 on the mattresses in the deluxe rooms. It's worth every penny. Great investment. But it's not the number one thing. So what else could it be?
I think, what about the... let me think. What do I love about cleanliness? Having it absolutely... like,
having it really clean.
Really clean, though. I don't like, I suppose it is clean. I like going to somewhere and it smells clean. And I'm like...
like an NHS hospital?
Yeah.
No, you don't. I hate the smell of the hospital smell.
Yeah, no, but do you know when you go in and it just, you think, wow, this has been cleaned. And to be fair, this is where hotels...
Are better.
Like, they do just smell like, wow. This is...
they have a lot of those... we stayed at the Atlantis. I don't know if you noticed, but all in the hallways and stuff, they had those little machines that puff out
so it just
smoke.
Smells good. Yeah. That's a big one for me.
The cleanliness. Do you know what? I mean, that actually isn't the number one, but I agree with you. I mean... It's one of those things where... I think it's because most places are clean.
Yeah. You just expect it, don't you, I suppose? Yeah. You don't go and you're not like... wowed because your hotel room's clean. normally, are you? Because there is a level and you would expect.
And then any level of unclean, it's like, oh,
you kick
no.
off, don't you? You're yeah. not going to go, oh, the bed's a bit dirty. Oh, well, I'll sleep in it anyway.
So you need to get a good cleaner.
Yeah.
One thing that we do as well to keep the standards high, because I think it's not just how clean it is. It's also the, do you know, like hotels, they always tuck the
The duvet and the
sheets
duvet in, yeah.
in under the, which I find actually really annoying, because you get into bed yeah. and like you put your and you can't
and then
pull
you're
it
stuck.
Up and you're like trying to kick the damn thing out, but now you're on the mattress won't move.
Yeah,
so you're like, oh, it's really annoying, right? But the reason they do that is because it's your first impressions, isn't yeah. it? When you walk in, and if the sheets are tucked in, it just looks pristine.
Yeah,
and it looks great. So yeah, cleaning it, making it look pristine when you first go in, super important. You've got to get a really good cleaner. If you're managing Airbnb service accommodation, you want to get a really good cleaner that's going to go in consistently. We have had it, haven't we, maybe like twice ever, so not very often, where the cleaner has forgot to go in.
Yep.
And the guest has turned up. And we've also had it happen to us once as yeah. guests.
And I think when we've been the one and our cleaner hasn't gone in, I think our guests have been like quite reasonable and good about it. And we've been good about it and offered them partial refunds and stuff. Actually, when we were the guests, I wasn't reasonable at all.
No.
I left.
You were just like, I'm not going to stay. Which is very unlike you to be so unreasonable, isn't it?
But I then couldn't see, to be fair, it was in a pretty bad state. They'd obviously had a party. There was loads of trampy leftover food. The beds were all you. It was pretty disgusting. And at the time, we had pretty young children with us. And I then just couldn't unsee the grime. Like, I was like, I don't care if the cleaners come in. I don't want to now live on top of that grime that was there. Like, I couldn't see past it. And we were like, absolutely not. And refused to stay, didn't we?
Well, there's no we in this.
And I just could not see. That is a big, it's a bad start, isn't it? Let's face it. If you go in and it's not clean, it is quite hard to then see past.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when you go into a hotel room and it's not clean, they don't say, oh, sorry, let me send the cleaners in. They normally move your hotel room. Because I don't want to be in this hotel room now because I've seen it.
Yeah.
Like, gross.
And I'm sure people have got horror stories about hotels that weren't clean. If you have, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, I've heard some funny ones
below.
Over the time.
Give us some funny stories about turning up and not being clean. Tatiana told me one. There was a used condom.
Wasn't it in the wardrobe space then?
Yeah.
And poor Simon had his head jacket up against it.
Although I found that story a bit suspicious because they didn't notice it until the next day. And I'm like, are you sure it wasn't Simon's, Tatiana?
flung off into the wall.
Anyway, yeah, I'd love to.
I bet there's some real horror stories.
But no, it isn't how clean it is. Although
it kind of should be.
It kind of should be, yeah. So that's got to be at least a joint first, but it isn't the number one thing.
Is it?
Ooh. Do you know one thing I thought it might be as well, similar to mattress, is like having a blackout blind.
Yeah.
Do you know if you've ever stayed somewhere where the sunlight comes in at like, especially in the summer, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., it's like, oh, great, now I'm awake. Anything that affects your sleep,
yeah.
Noise.
I would have said noise was up there.
Yeah, anything that, but it isn't.
It isn't. So, I love blackout blinds. Whenever we haven't got particularly good curtains in our house here.
Our house, we have. The problem is we've got a fancy pants window. So it's rather than, you know, like a window. What shape is a window? It's square, isn't it? It's a square window. Ah, really annoying window.
To get
us. Square. Half moon.
Yep.
Square. So the half moon lets light in above and there's nothing you can... Well, maybe there is. Maybe you could get like a
little blind.
A little half moon blackout blind to stick above the
window. It's so annoying. Like in the summer.
It shines in above because the curtains are slightly away. So it covers it, kind of. But because the half moon lets a little bit of light in at the top, doesn't it?
Yeah. And we always wake up really early in the summer, don't we? It is very annoying that. Oh, yeah. I love it then. When we go to hotels, we sleep in. And I'm like, why? I'm shocked because you're suddenly getting up at 9, not flipping 5:30 on a summer's day. And I'm like,
I don't get up at 5:30.
No, you get up. You do
more like 5:45.
Yeah, 6. No, that
no,
is
I wake up at
6:30. 6:30. 6:30. But then suddenly we go on holiday and all these blackout butt lines,
you know, what,
proper
actually,
square windows.
I actually love it because I think it's the best time to work.
In the early
six,
morning.
At, you know, at 6 o'clock, half six, because no one is distracting you. You can jump on. It's, I love getting up at that time. I think it's amazing.
We won't get the little extra curtain bit then.
No, I won't get the little blackout. I've done it deliberately. I asked them to put the half moon in.
Yeah.
I was like, when you put the window in, just put a little half moon on top of the window.
And you...
So I can work in the morning. All right, what else?
Oh, what else? I know what it could be.
Go on.
Parking space. Oh, I hate it when it doesn't. It. I thought I didn't mind. And we went to an Airbnb in Bath, didn't we? With some friends. And we were like, nah, it doesn't have a parking space. No worries, no stresses. We'll find a car park. City centre. Oh, my goodness. It killed hours on the first day.
I wouldn't say hours.
Wow.
It wasn't for you.
And then we parked.
I literally dropped you off at the front door and you went in and then I set off to find a parking space.
Okay, well, I felt sorry for you three men that had to go and park all your cars.
Well, they did. I didn't, did I? After half an hour, I said, stuff this. Came back, parked right outside on the double yellows and just thought, if I get a ticket, I get a ticket. What the hell ever. And we didn't.
So no, we actually had
free parking for the full weekend. All our idiot friends
kept moving the car. They parked on one car park and then they were like, oh,
it's only like 24 hours. Yeah.
And had to move it and then they were miles away.
Ended up spending like 60 quid, which by the way, is probably more than we'd have done even if we got fined.
Yeah, but it was crazy because we thought, no, we want one right in the city centre and we were going to pay slightly more to have one slightly out of the city centre with a space, car parking space. But one thing led to another and we didn't.
Do you know what, though?
We were kicking ourselves. I was thinking, and then some of our properties, when they're city centre, and I don't think we have a property without a space. And how many times do the reviews say, oh, amazing having a parking space in the city centre?
Yeah. Do you know what, though? I think the reason we didn't like the Bath place is because we didn't realise there wasn't a space till we got there.
No, we got a bit confused, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because we looked at
it
so many places.
It did say it, like, down below. You just, oh, yeah. But I think if you've got a problem like that, tell people.
Yeah.
Because then we'd have been like, oh, okay, and we'd have found it ahead of time. But when you rock up at, like, 9 p.m. at night, and then you're like, oh, no, there's no space. Where do we find it? And we drive, and it's like, stop
and, like,
this.
We're trying to eat dinner, but you lads aren't back because you're still trying to park the cars.
Yeah, we were trying to find the cars. They're like, why are you drunk? Why did you not get back till 2 a.m.? Trying to find a car parking space. We planned it to perfection. It worked. That's why she thought we were away for hours. It was just the dream. Why are you just parked on the WS right outside? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. After ages. That's right. I gave up. But no, it's not parking space. But again, I think all these things, by the way, you can't do much about the parking space. Either your place has got one or it hasn't. It's not like, you know, with some of them, you could add a blackout blind or you could make sure your cleaner cleans it. Parking space, it either is or it isn't.
Yeah.
What I would say is, if you've got an issue like that, like you don't have a parking
space.
Come
up with a solution, though. Say, this is...
At least set the expectations and just tell them ahead of time. By the way, there isn't a parking space, but the best car park is here.
But this didn't even do that, did it? It tried to hide the fact it didn't have a space.
Yeah.
But then could go, ha, it said it in the small print. And it's like, yeah, but I'm just put out now.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Agreed.
I think, at least I've been to ones where it's gone, no, but park here. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, come up with a solution. I think that's
it isn't
definitely
parking space. Although it... We'll come back to parking space later because it's kind of linked, but it isn't parking space.
Right. What else could it be? It's not like, because I personally hate this, someone to greet you, is it?
Someone to greet you?
Yeah, please don't say it's, oh, we like having the personal touch of someone greeting you at the door.
You're on the right lines. I tell you what I thought it might be.
I hate people meeting me at the door for an awkward chat.
So and so, oh, I don't want to speak to someone.
Oh, it's
not,
just...
It's kind of linked. I tell you what it isn't, though, that I thought it might be another thing. Amenities. I thought it might be things like, I think these are important, but like having an iron in the room.
Yeah.
Because it's quite annoying if you've got a creased shirt and you get there and there's no iron or no ironing board.
Or hairdryer.
hairdryer, or even like the TV package.
But do you think, again, it's kind of just a given? I mean, I can't remember when I've last been to a hotel or a coffee machine.
I'm just thinking good amenities versus bad amenities.
What about when you arrive as well and there's like sachets of milk? Because now that actually is good. Because when you rock up, say you do rock up at night, and you just think, oh, I just want a cup of coffee. And in Airbnbs, the downside of Airbnbs is like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
We'll I've have got no tea, coffee, milk.
Soap.
Yeah.
One thing that we put in ours is chargers.
Yeah.
So we've got like a little charging dock with all the different wires that you might possibly, you know, like a USB-C, the old Lightning iPhone, the Samsung weird looking one that's sort of like a square with a little chunk taken out of each side, the old Samsung one, or all these chargers, so that if they rock up and you've forgotten your charger.
Yeah.
Another little thing you could do as well is I quite like the hotels. Again, it's a lovely little hack and just go, oh, that's nice. Where they've got the USB or the USB-C in the plugs.
Yep. I love that.
Because if you're traveling abroad and you've forgotten to take an adapter, but they've got those, you're saved.
Yep.
You can just pull your USB out.
I think the basics are kind of a given. You expect to have a hairdryer and iron. And I think all the other bits are nice touches. I wouldn't say they were
the number one thing. But they do add
think,
up.
They do, and you think, oh, that's nice. And when you go to somewhere that's really slick, that's got all stuff like that, it is like, oh, this feels luxury.
A wireless charging pad by your bed. Even plug sockets by the bed.
Yeah.
Why do some hotels not have plug sockets near the bed?
It's like annoying. Or plug a flipping lamp in. And I'm like, to take the one spat. And I'm like, well, that will be getting unplugged then. Because I need that plug socket. Thank you. Like, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, what would I rather have when I'm asleep? My phone in my head or a lamp that's turned off?
When we did one of our properties, wanted to go for all, like we thought, no, we'll kit it out really cool. So we went high-end TV packages. They're on Netflix, Disney. They've got everything going. We did big charging stations for your phone so you can't, and we thought, amazing. Until we decided what would be really cool is to put an Alexa in. Now, that didn't quite go to black.
No, it's hilarious. So we bought some Amazon Alexas, so because they are a really cheap way of playing music, right?
Yeah, and we thought, oh, how cool. What would we love if we were going? And we were like, oh, we'd love an Alexa.
We've got them in every room in our house.
Yeah.
But we use them a lot for speaking to one another. So like if the kids are in their bedroom, we'll say, Alexa, announce it's dinner time.
And
or
it
whatever.
Comes through all the Alexa C. If you might not know that. I feel like we were late to the game there. Like the kids learnt that before we did and they were talking to each other and we were like, how are you doing that? And they were like, just say announce and it comes through all the Alexas.
But what we didn't realise is when we bought them, because we bought them from our Amazon account, the ones that we put into the house linked up to ours. So our kids were talking to each other through it and it freaked out the guests. They're there and they just hear like, Sienna, no. And
it's that. Yeah.
Who the hell was that?
And we got the funniest review that said, oh, we've had an amazing time. It was quite creepy, though, that a little girl's voice kept until we realised it was coming through the Alexa. Anything could have been said. At least it wasn't something like, I'm on the toilet, bring me some toilet roll or something like, because we do announce that as well.
Well, you do.
I don't. I'm talking about the kids. So it could have been worse. But I can't think what she said now at the time, but they were like, we did get a bit freaked out when a little girl's voice was like.
And we were like, right, Alexas are coming straight out.
We could not find a way to disconnect them, could we?
No.
And then we were too scared to leave them.
We just took them out. Yeah. But yeah, that was hilarious.
That could be the ultimate prank though, couldn't it? Can you imagine if you just said,
help me.
Like really freak people out. Number one tip to not do, put Alexas in and freak people out.
What about too hot or too cold?
I think that's a big one.
Are you too hot? Do you prefer to be too hot or too cold?
At night, too cold.
You prefer to be too cold?
Yeah.
Yeah. I let us know, guys, in the chat as well.
In the day,
some people,
I hate being cold. You know, in a cold house.
Some people prefer to be too hot. I just don't understand.
Because you can wrap up in your blanket.
Are you a too hot or a too cold? Let us know in the chat. I actually like being cold at night.
Yeah. Well, you can make yourself warm in bed, can't you?
I've just put together a free training teaching you how to build wealth through property. I'm going to be breaking down the strategies that made me a multi-millionaire property investor and how you can do exactly the same. Link down below. Check it out. It's totally free. What are you waiting for? We stayed at the McDonald Burlington. I don't know if you remember this, in Birmingham. And that's happened a few times, actually. Yeah. When we went to Florence,
that was
another time.
That was hilarious.
And it was just like outrageously hot in the room. And both times they were like, oh, sorry, we can't do anything.
What about the Florence one? Went, sorry, we don't use the fans until May. What? So you've got them, but
you've
got
aircon, but you don't. The aircon, apparently, I don't know if this is true. This is what he told me. He's probably like laughing. Can't believe he believed it. He claimed to me at 1 a.m. because we didn't get there till about 11.
Yeah.
Because we do a lot of long weekends. So we'll finish work at like 5 o'clock on a Friday and then we'll just go away for the weekend.
Yeah. We love a little weekend city break.
So we got there. We got to Florence about 11. It was a 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
You're right. But it was end of April, wasn't it? End of April. And we got in the room and it was like,
oh, sauna. It was horrible.
It was about 24 degrees. It was something that was disgusting to sleep in. 24, 25 degrees. And we were like, oh, this is horrible. So I rang up and they were like, oh, turn the aircon on. So I did it, like what he told me. Half an hour later, I'm like, it feels just as hot. So I phoned back. I'm like, sorry, but the aircon doesn't seem to do anything. He's like, oh, yeah, actually, by law, we're not allowed the aircon until May in this area. Yeah. Is that true? I can't believe it's true. It makes no sense.
No.
He was like, let me come over and see if I can do anything. So what does he do? He came over and he had a look around. The kids were asleep. And he was like, come in. And then he opened the window.
I'm this like, was funny. Oh, you were just like,
glad we got Sherlock Holmes on the case here. I could have done that. But then what happens? I got bitten to crap
the next
by
day,
midges.
You and Sienna just came out in loads of bites, didn't you?
All over the place. Absolutely bitten to crap. And I was like, great. Stay at this hotel, stupidly hot. So then the next night, I'm like, I can't open the window. I'm going to get bitten again. So we just ploughed through in the disgusting heat.
I think you struggle more than me. If it is hot, you really struggle to sleep, don't you?
Yeah, at least have fans.
Yeah, but they said, I asked for a fan and they said, no, we can't get them out until like May, June time.
Well, they don't have the aircon till apparently legally till May. They
but
don't
I'm
have
like,
fans.
What, do you just have the fans in storage? But just don't, it was a weird there.
And Burlington, McDonald Burlington in Birmingham, exact same thing, stupidly hot. To be fair, they did give us a fan.
They did.
And that helped. But they said that the whole hotel was set to the same temperature and only the maintenance men could change the temperature and they'd gone home.
Yeah, that's stupid. Temperature's got to be, it would be definitely up there for me.
And I'd say if it's a normal house and you're not going to bother putting aircon in or whatever, but at least provide fans and a little portable heater for people that want to change the temperature. But yeah, absolutely crazy. But it's not the number one thing.
Do you know what? I think I know what it is.
Go on.
I reckon it is how the serve. Do you know when you book in, especially for Airbnb, the kind of check-in process.
Ding, ding, ding. Like, we have a winner. It's the check-in process.
Because if that's not good, that really puts you off.
Yeah. If you have a good check-in experience, and this would include things like the parking, I suppose, which you kind of mentioned. It potentially would even include the cleanliness, because when you first turn up to the room, what it looks like. But your check-in process, if your check-in process is slick and you have a good, enjoyable experience, you then wear rose-tinted glasses for the rest of your stay.
Yeah.
So you overlook bad things. You forgive bad things. If you have a bad, frustrating check-in experience, then everything else. And when they did surveys on this, even stuff that was completely unrelated, like what people thought of the fountain in the foyer, they were like, the fountain was way rubbish if they had a bad check-in experience.
Yeah.
They had a good check-in experience. But we love the fountain.
Yeah.
Literally affected the whole stay.
And it does affect hotels because I suppose I was thinking Airbnbs, but if you're queuing for ages to get... it does really put you off and you're just like, oh, I'm not coming here again.
How many times, even nice, not really nice hotels, but like, you know, Hilton's or something like that. If you go and stay at Hilton, how many times you get in the queue when you arrive and it's like, why does it take so damn
long? Yeah, what are you doing?
We Millennium Gloucester.
Yeah, I was about to say, the Millennium Gloucester is a nightmare for it. And you think there was only one person in the queue before me? Like, I dread to think if you was in a load of 10, how long it would take.
And it's like, I've already checked in.
Yeah.
Like, why is it taking so... Why have I got to show my passport again, sign...
Yeah.
Or, you know, all this takes ages and ages and ages. And then give you one of those little keys.
Yeah.
The little cards. And then you go up to your room, you go up in your lift, got all your bags you're carrying yourself.
Then the card don't work.
Then the card doesn't work. Yeah, you flash it and you get a little red flash. And the other thing is, how come every time, it might just be us, but how come every time we ever stay in a hotel, we're always the furthest room away that's possible?
I think I do know why.
Literally, right, you get off the lift and it's like, right, 301 to 350. And I'm like, ha-ha, I'm 325. I'm going to be in the middle. But somehow... 325 is the last room. It's like, oh, but you walk to the end and it's like, but 324, 325 is that way on its own. I'm like, great, walk off. And then right at the very, very end is me.
Do you actually know why?
No, I don't know. I was like a 10-minute walk from the reception.
Oh, I know why.
Go on, why?
Because it's the type of hotel rooms we book. We always book family rooms or suites, which are always the furthest away. Because they're the big ones on the corners.
I'm always jealous. I'm always jealous of the people that I walk past. 301? 301? Yeah. I'd love to stay in 301.
They always do the family rooms and the suites on like the corners of the buildings or the end rooms because they're always bigger. So that is why. Because actually you won't find that. Do you know we're about to go away, just me and you?
Yeah.
I bet we won't be doing the long walk down the corridor. I bet we'll be just plopped in a little room just outside the lift.
That'd be good. That'd be very exciting.
Exciting times.
I'll be loving it. Well, as I walk back to reception with my room key card doesn't work. And then do you know what's the worst? When you get back and you're like, oh, the room key card doesn't work. And that, did you put it in your pocket next to your phone? Like, well, obviously.
Like, yeah, where else was I going to put it? Yeah, yeah. And they're like,
oh, you can't do that. What the hell kind of crappy card system is this? Yeah. And now you're blaming
that
me.
Kept happening in Croatia, didn't it? Every day we had to go and get the. And to the point where at first they were like, name for the room, please.
Yeah,
at the
end, your they were ID. Just like. They just saw us coming.
3, 4, 5, 8.
Like, just. Disaster. So, yeah, your check-in process. You want a nice, clean check-in process. Now, for hotels, the best hotels have a really hands-on check-in process, like you mentioned, that you actually hate.
Oh, I don't like it in a hotel, though.
Where, you know, when we went to Atlantis, you pull up in your car.
They get you out your car and your bags.
You just pop right outside the hotel. Someone drives your car off. They grab your bags. They take your bags up to your room. You basically just walk through reception, get taken up to your room immediately, shown the way. It's amazing. It's perfect. No hassle. My least favourite is the Hilton type, Millennium Gloucester type check-in. Yep. Where you have to queue for ages, show them your passport, write down your email and that. You've done this already.
Yeah.
Right, all that jazz. That's my worst. But I think for a service accommodation, you want to go the exact opposite of a 5-star hotel.
Yep.
So rather than being really hands-on, be really hands-off.
Yeah.
Make it really easy for them. So in our hotel rooms, we use new key locks.
Yep.
So you literally just walk up to your door, you press the code, and the code you can set to anything you want. And it's just used for their stay. So you can set the code, for example, to the last 4 digits of their phone number.
Yeah, so it's easy for them to remember.
So they just remember. Yeah, exactly that. So they get sent the code. It's like, ah. So for me, it'd be like 9975. Ah, yeah. Amazing. I'm always going to remember that because I remember my own phone number.
Yeah.
Or you could do their year of birth or date of birth or anything you want.
So they might not appreciate the last 4 digits on their card.
The last. Yeah, this is the last 4 digits of your credit card number.
Yeah, you're like, oh.
The room next door is the first 4. Yeah, no, so... Give them a number that they like, they remember, and then they can just turn up, put the number in. They haven't got to worry about keys. They haven't got to worry about, oh, I've left my key in the room. It's just on the door, which I think is amazing.
I think that's brilliant. I think as well, even though you want them to be very, I personally don't want someone to greet me and be like, some people would like that, but it's not for me. You do want to feel, though, that when you book in, when you message someone beforehand, quite quick responses.
Good responses.
If you're there, you start panicking then, thinking, oh, well, what's going to happen if they can't respond to this message? What's going to happen if I turn up at 11 o'clock in Portugal? Like, we turned up at 1 a.m., didn't we? We've just been to an Airbnb in Portugal, an apartment in the city centre in Lisbon. And I was thinking, what about if we turn up at 1 a.m.? And, like, we can't get in and the code doesn't work for some reason. What on earth are we going to do? We're just all going to be there with our bags. And I do feel like it does.
There's a little bit of anxiety. Yeah. You need to be all over them. The other thing is, if it is complicated, like for example, if the key safe's not really obvious or difficult to find, send them videos, pictures, spell it out. So when they get there, it's like, I know what I'm doing.
Or
put their mind at ease.
Even if the property's hard to find.
Yeah.
To be fair, for this Lisbon one, the actual one end of the road had been closed off and there was maintenance work. So they even messaged us saying, this is the best place to go, and then walk from there. Tell your taxi driver. So don't be shocked when you try and go up the street and you can't. You need to come around the other way. So we weren't there thinking with a taxi driver going, I don't know, it's up that road and it's all cordoned off. Because then you felt like they were on it. They were trying to give the right information.
And I totally agree.
I thought they were really good.
The other thing that we've got with Willingham House, which is our hotel, is we've got a 24/7 helpline. So we say to them, if you're checking in late and you have any problems, we've got a 24/7 helpline. That puts their mind at ease now. They're not stressed. Don't you hate it as well? Do you know when they're going to meet you on site and they're like, what time are you going to be arriving? And it's like, now I've got to be on time for holiday. It's like,
that's one of the things I really hate about if they want to greet you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, sorry, I thought I was on holiday, not rushing to your schedule.
I know you're picking it, but now you've got to stick to it. Like, when you want to be chilled, don't you? You want to just rock it whenever you want and the freedom to do that. If you want to turn up at 1 a.m, you don't want to be stressed if your plane's delayed.
Yeah.
It's just...
Well, that was funny because actually our one in Portugal, they were meant to meet us.
Oh, were they?
And then they went, oh, are you arriving after 10 p.m.? And I said, yeah. And they went, oh, that's self-check-in then. And I was like, oh, no, self-check-in. Yes. Like, I was like, oh, I've got to do it all on my own, have I? Like, and I was chuffed. Because I was thinking, do you know what? I am sociable. But I sometimes think when you've got off a flight and you just want to put your bags down, the kids are getting a bit fed up because they've been on a plane. The last thing I want to do is make small talk and someone tell me about how great their apartment is. I'll deal with that. And I'm sure I can work the cooker and the fridge myself. Like, and if I can't, I'll read the manual you left.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't need you to
show me. I think the manuals are good. I know some people, we actually haven't done this, but I think it's a good idea. Some people have done the manuals and they've got like a little QR code of like a YouTube video. So it shows you. So rather than just as we've done pictures, haven't we? Instructions.
But that's a great idea. Yeah. Anything like that. But surely there's nothing so complicated that a little video wouldn't.
What about like a welcome gift when you arrive?
I do like a welcome gift. You obviously don't take me to the right Airbnbs because not many times have I.
Airbnbs, no, but hotels, many times.
True.
Look at how many welcome gifts we got at the Atlantis.
Oh, wow. It was.
Rose petals on the bed.
Yeah, don't pretend you.
I organised it.
That was the nice guy in cleaning. The cleaning team. He put all rose petals and two swans.
Towels into a shape of swans made out of heart. It's like. But that sort of
I know
touch,
it wasn't you because you looked utterly as shocked as I was.
I wasn't. I was like, ha ha.
Petals all along the floor.
I was just impressed with the way he'd done it to the letter of my instructions. I was just was like, that's exactly how I paid for it to be.
And then the one time, it was a massive fruit hamper, wasn't it?
Mm.
They go above and beyond at the Atlantis. I mean, if you want tips, go and stay at the Atlantis and then just recreate what they do.
If you can do it like half as good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Their service is unbelievable.
But shocking people.
Yeah.
Making it really easy for them on check-in so they know exactly what's going to happen. They feel at ease. They feel comfortable. They turn up. It looks amazing. You give them a gift or whatever. You've got all the amenities they want. That first 20 minutes of their stay, that's the most important bit of the whole stay. If you get that right and you get it good, you're going to get good reviews.
Yeah.
You're going to get repeat bookings. That's the key thing. So spend all your attention, 80% of your effort on getting that first 20 minutes.
Yeah. Because it's true. If you went in and you were blown away by a property, if the light did come in the morning, you are going to turn a blind eye, aren't you?
Yeah, because you love the property.
You already sold.
Yeah.
So, wow.
People don't want a tour. Do you remember we went to Santa Monica? What was the hotel we stayed at? It was right on the beach, wasn't it? I can't remember the name of it. So we turn up and...
I was embarrassed for us.
During the check-in process, the man says, would you like a tour of the room?
Sometimes you are embarrassed.
I don't know why. But I was like, yes, please. He looked a bit taken aback that I wanted a tour of tour.
I mean,
the
why
room.
He asked, I will never know.
So we rock up
and
to the room.
And why you said yes, I know even less.
And he was like, right, so this is the bed.
I'm
right
surprised
here.
He didn't go where the magic happens, just because there was nothing else to say. Was that we were stood by the bed.
Let's take you through to the ensuite. This is the ensuite. And, yeah, anything else you need from me, sir? I was like, no, thank you.
We found...
We really appreciate that.
The ensuite, which we could all see standing here in the light anyway. Why would he ask? And why... I chuckled to myself when he asked and I thought, tour of the bedroom? Like, what's he going to show us? And then when you went, yes, please, I was like, oh my goodness, like, this is going to be awkward as... And then you probably expected a tip that you just went, thank you for that, bye.
Do you know what the problem is? I don't carry cash. And he definitely would have expected a tip because it's in America. It's very different for that tour. When you first get there, we should get cash out. It's a little tip. And the other thing is, we don't even bring a physical card.
No, it is a bit awkward.
Can't even get cash out. The amount of times it's like, oh, did you get a card? Oh, that's all I've got.
Yeah, sorry. Don't be nice to us in hotels because you ain't getting a tip.
I'll tip you. Can I tip at the end on card?
Yeah, because we're always there like, and I'm like, kids, did you bring any cash with you? I'm like, oh my goodness.
Do you want an English tip?
Yeah.
You do? Here's 50 pence. Don't spend it all at once.
It is funny. Oh, we have had some embarrassing stories though, haven't we? That was embarrassing, that was, when you asked for that tour. I mean, it got to the point where it's like, that's where you could put your toothbrushes. Like, and it's like, what else is he possibly going to say about a room with an ensuite?
All right, Anna. All right. I wanted a tour. I wanted to see it.
That was a great hotel, but that was also where I fell out the bed. We didn't have the best of luck in that hotel.
Because the bed was about, it felt like a bunk bed, didn't it? But with no bed underneath. It was really high. I would say it's at least, what, 3 foot? I don't know what.
Well, it was the highest bed I've ever been.
I'd say 3 foot maybe off the ground, about half my height maybe. It was tall, wasn't it? It was tall.
I mean, he didn't give the safety advice for that, did he, in his little tour? He didn't say, beware when getting off the bed, you could fall. Did he? Didn't know. So I came clattering off the side of the bed and went around with a massive
But now
bruise.
You've got no excuse because you literally had a tour of the bedroom and still fell off the bed. Yeah. How embarrassing for you.
That is
anyway, we could ramble on and on and on and on about how a hotel experience is. But guys, if you're running Airbnbs, get the check-in process right. And you are 80% of the way there. I'm Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
We'll see you next week.